Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
All right, let's dish. Oscar winner George Clooney is a little nervous making his Broadway debut in the play Good Night and Good Luck as legendary journalist and newsman Edward R. Murrow.
It's nerve-wracking, as you could imagine. It's been 40 years since I've done a play. I've spoken a lot in front of big crowds, and so that's okay. I was pretty prepared for that. But, you know, there is a huge responsibility because they're Edward R. Murrow's words. There's a lot of people in that audience who know those speeches by heart.
Yeah, he had to learn them. I don't think I could. Kelly Clarkson was absent from her talk show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, for a while due to a personal matter that she said did not directly involve her. Well, the new rumor is that it was her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, who could be sick. This is just a rumor. Please don't quote me on that. The stars of Conclave, that won the Academy Award and several other awards, said their story was what the writers thought happens when the Pope dies. And actress Isabella Rossellini also raised questions as to the film's accuracy.
We love this Pope, Papa Francesco, Pope Francis. Yes, if it would pass, it would be a conclave. A conclave is the election of a new Pope, but we don't know exactly what happens during the conclave. The film reveals the possible debates.
So the funeral will be soon, and then the conclave will begin like 15 to 20 days after his death. Long before he became a holy man, did you know Pope Francis was a nightclub bouncer in Buenos Aires, Argentina? I know, right? A man of the people. All right. The Academy made a new rule that members are required to watch all nominated films in each category before voting for the Oscars. Y'all, who has that much time? And John Cena underwent a hair transplant to address his bald spot.
There's another headline for you. Hair transplant. There it is. Look at that.
Wow. Boom.
I'm dropping him, dog.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah. And there's no shame in that, man. I got a problem. I try to fix it. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I didn't notice he had hair. I'm too busy looking at his guns. The chain smokers crashed a frat party in Arizona, and after cops showed up, they paid a fine to keep on playing. Rebel Wilson is embarking on a 6-week health challenge after indulging recently.
I'm going to give up chocolate and ice cream for the next 6 weeks. What are you going to give up? And instead, each week I'm going to do something positive for my health. So this week, every day, I'm going to be grateful for 5 things and I'm going to write it down.
I can't give up chocolate and ice cream. You shut your mouth, Rebel Wilson. Frankie Muniz says he may be at a new low mentally and emotionally. Oh, why? And a shocking twist hit the series The Last of Us on Sunday with Joel's brutal death at Abby's hands, leaving Pedro Pascal a little bit in disbelief.
I knew I was going to die before they offered me the part. They're like, don't worry, you're going to die. And I was like, okay, I'll take it.
That's why I'm here. Oops.
Oops.
Oopsie.
Everybody was ready to kill me.
Sorry. I should have said spoiler alert on The Last of Us. Dave Coulier learned that he was cancer-free and a new grandpa on the same day. I love that for him. Teaser trailer released for Weapons yesterday starring Josh Brolin. Here's the story. One student remains after an entire class disappeared without warning, all vanishing at the same moment one night. Take a listen.
Mr. Graff, I can understand your passion, and I don't mind having these conversations with you because, God forbid, if it was my child, I'd be demanding answers, too. Those kids walked out of those homes. No one pulled them out. No one forced them. What do you see that I don't?
It looks so creepy. It stars Josh Brolin, Julia Garner, Austin Abrams, and Benedict Wong. It's in theaters August the 8th. And a dirt alert. So in a clip taken at Coachella this weekend, Justin Bieber is seen smoking a joint next to his 15-year-old brother. And when Hailey notices what's happening, she got in between them and steered the kid away. Yeah, I need more reasons to not dislike Hailey Bieber. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? What I meant to say was that's the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.